This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, corporate media says 25,000 people. Local news reports that 40,000 fit inside the area they had. But just like January 6th, you had 40,000 inside the ellipse and another close to a million outside. People lined up for hours and hours, couldn't get in. If anything, Trump goes with two small stadiums. But, man, the rhetoric, bringing down the deep state, bringing down the New World Order, 28 points ahead of DeSantis in major polls. We'll be breaking that down when some stations join us in 5 minutes. But, Roger, let's jump into it right now.
Is there any other political figure in America that could command that kind of crowd and that kind of media attention, particularly when the mainstream media is doing their very best to pretend he doesn't exist? Trump is washed up. He's finished. He has no appeal. He's done. And then you see something like this, where he not only commands an enormous crowd, and look, Waco isn't Dallas, as you know. I mean, this is really a historical, political phenomena, and I think he laid it out better than I've ever heard him. Our problem is not Russia. Our problem is not China. Our problem is our own corrupted leaders. What could be more plain than that?
I totally agree with you, and you just hit the nail on the head. Trump's incredible success, still having rallies of 50,000 people, Texas 40,000, with almost no announcement, like 4 or 5 days pre-announcement in the middle of nowhere. I mean, folks, Waco's cow pastures, in case you didn't know. It's 2 hours north of Austin. This is the death of the corporate media's attempt to control debate, and it shows they don't have the power they claim.
It's absolutely true, Alex, and I must tell you, it was very foolhardy of me. I went on Twitter and I mildly criticized Matt Gaetz's red blazer. I said, I appreciate your support for President Trump, but I'd keep that red blazer for Christmas if I were you. I was so overwhelmingly outvoted that although I myself would reserve the red blazer for Christmas, Congressman Gaetz can wear anything.
I was about to say, he looks like when I was a kid and they had huge movie theaters in Dallas they've gotten rid of that have these giant screens. I don't know why things get less good as time goes on, but when I was a kid, my mom would take me to this big theater in Dallas to see classic movies like Ben-Hur and stuff that were re-showing. There's this gigantic movie screen, and they had men mainly and women in red blazers, and he looks like the person with the flashlight that takes you to your seat.
Yeah, the usher. It's the usher look, and we're not referring to the rapper singer in this case. But look, he gave a very fiery speech, and I love the fact that Trump basically announced all the congressmen that have endorsed him, and then he made reference to those who he endorsed, who he has clearly contacted, and they're saying, oh, I love you, Mr. President. I'm going to be for you. I'm just not ready to endorse you now. Trump basically said, if you're not with us today, we don't want you. I love that. That is vintage Trump. It is a time for choosing, and people have to decide, are you with the Rhino establishment? I mean, Karl Rove blurts out on Fox referring to DeSantis as our campaign. What a stunning reveal that was.
All right, I'm going to shut up and give you the floor when we come back. I want to walk through the tables totally turning on DeSantis. He was neck and neck with Trump, some polls ahead, just 2 months ago. What happened since then? Was it his endorsement of the war? Was it him saying his role models, George H.W. Bush, skull and bones? What did it? And then let's not get too positive here. They're still trying to indict Trump. And I know a lot of his family doesn't like him being all happy about this, but he knows he's innocent. Will he get indicted next week, or is Trump right that this Soros creature in New York is about to back off? Is it true? The witch hunt against me is dead. Trump says Manhattan DA tricked by fraud star witness who, again, he's not into Stormy Daniels, he says. He goes on to say, Trump says he thinks Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has dropped the case against him. We'll get all that from Roger Stone straight ahead. But I'll say this, and I'm not in the Trump ass-kissing club here, because Trump drives me up the wall. He looks like he's lost 30, 40 pounds and looks great. In the photos and video I saw, looks like he's, for his age, my God, I'm jealous. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone's with us for about 30 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll come right back to the loaded phone lines. Trump is now in major polls, 25 to 35 points ahead of DeSantis, everybody else. Their attempt to arrest him is blown up in their face. Here's a short clip of Matt Gaetz yesterday to a crowd of at least 40,000 people, a standing room only, tens of thousands turned away in Waco, Texas.
Only Donald Trump could have rescued us from Hillary Clinton. Without Trump doing three rallies in the final week in the 2018 election in Florida, my governor today would probably be Andrew Gillum. How weird is that? And without Trump dragging Ted Cruz across the finish line, your senator would probably be Beta Beto. So Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, patriots of the MAGA movement delivered for you in your time of need. Today, Ron DeSantis and Ted Cruz should endorse Donald Trump for president and stand with us as we were so proud to stand with them.
All right, Roger Stone, I'm going to shut up. You got the floor. History happening right now. Deep state horrified. Will they indict Trump? What's really happening?
Well, so there's a certain irony in that clip you just showed, Alex, because other than Donald Trump, there's really no one in America more responsible for the election of Ron DeSantis in 2018 than Congressman Matt Gaetz. People have to remember that that DeSantis was running at about 7% in the polls. Every single 67 Republican county chairman in the state, the entire Republican power structure, had endorsed Ron DeSantis' opponent. It was Matt Gaetz who persuaded President Trump to endorse and take a chance on Congressman DeSantis. DeSantis zoomed ahead in the Republican primary. And then, as Matt Gaetz correctly said, Trump had to change his schedule to come to Florida in the final 2 weeks of the 2018 campaign to drag DeSantis across the finish line. What amazes me, Alex, is that Governor DeSantis has maintained his discipline under relentless taunts and attacks by Donald Trump, which is his combative, pugilistic style. If I had a dollar for every person who contacted me and said, I love Trump and I like DeSantis, please tell him to stop attacking DeSantis. First of all, you're wasting your breath. Donald Trump makes his own decisions. But secondarily, that strategy has paid off two times. One time in the sense that Trump has taken on all of these investigations of him, whether they are by Soros, stooge, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, or whether they are by Soros, stooge, Fannie Wills, the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, or whether they are by special counsel Jack Smith. He has called them out as partisan witch hunts. You know that drives his lawyers crazy. You know his lawyers are saying don't do that, but he has galvanized the public. He's also taken on DeSantis, and then DeSantis loses his discipline comes out in the worst possible way, says, I'm not getting involved in this effort to take down Trump by Alvin Bragg. I'm not getting involved. But he then recycles the fake charges. I don't know anything about hush money payments to a porn star, recycling the narrative of the left, infuriating Trump's supporters. Then he doubles down with Piers Morgan, makes it even worse. He attacks Trump's moral character. Are you kidding me, Governor? You didn't care about his moral character when he raised you out of obscurity and catapulted you to the governorship. You had no problems with his moral character then. It was a giant misreading and a tactical blunder. And this comes on the heels, Alex, of DeSantis trying to reinvent his position on the war in Ukraine to sound more like Trump. So he tries to say, well, Russia's not our biggest problem, and I'm against the blank check given to them by the Biden administration. And then when his globalist multimillionaire and billionaire donors go out of their minds, he flops back and says, well, Putin's a war criminal, which is just rhetoric designed to assuage the anger of his globalist donors. So he screws up his position on the war, and he gets the deep enmity of Trump country. Here's what the governor doesn't understand. His base is a microcosm of the Trump base, but the Trump base is broader, deeper, and far more intense. People like Ron DeSantis here in Florida, but they love Donald Trump. And new polls showing Trump leading DeSantis by 2 points in Florida, that's not bad, that's good.
What about the national polls of 28 points?
And the New York Times is even reporting it. The Hill is reporting it. He has zoomed ahead of DeSantis. He is the nominee apparent at this point. If I were Governor DeSantis, I would completely rethink my plan and not run.
Even the New York Post says today, and I'll show it in a moment, it's in this big stack, I'm going to dig it out, that his top donors are telling DeSantis, hang it up and wait until another election.
Yeah, I've seen that. And, of course, Karl Rove makes a giant blunder talking about the DeSantis campaign on Fox. He mistakenly slips and calls it our campaign. I think that tells us everything we want to know.
All right, so let me move on here, because I don't want to, and I get it's important to talk about DeSantis, but I don't want to obsess over him. What about Alvin Bragg? Are they still going to try to indict him? Is Trump right saying Bragg is going to drop it?
I don't think we know. You have to assume that George Soros' minions are on the phone putting the heat on Bragg even as we speak. Soros paid for Bragg's election. Bragg would like to have a political future. I learned the hard way in a D.C. courtroom, facts, truth, the law, those things don't really matter. I think Bragg's case blew apart last week with the testimony of Robert Costello to the grand jury. We only know about this because Costello has the right to talk about his testimony. He introduced evidence and documents proving that that Alvin Bragg's principal witness, Michael Cohn, is a noted liar. Cohn lied about me. Cohn said before Congress under oath that he overheard a conversation between me and candidate Trump in 2016 in which I told him the WikiLeaks disclosures were coming. There's no record, telephone record to prove this. The secretary, who he said came into the room to say that I was on the phone, has no memory of it whatsoever.
But, Roger, just stop right there. Let me back you up. You were a consultant, weren't officially hired here then. I was on your ass every 2 days saying I'd hire you and give you a job if you got WikiLeaks on, and did you know? And you said, no, I know Randy Credico. He knows him. He says it's going to be big. And the WikiLeaks, Assange was on TV going on Hannity saying that. So I know you didn't have it because you've always been honest with me. You're a very honest person, despite what the media says. You didn't have it. You never got it. I was very frustrated with you.
But Michael Cohn said this conversation happened before the Democratic convention in 2016. Then he changed his story and said it happened before the Republican convention. Alex, I can tell you exactly when it happened. Never. Michael Cohen is a liar. They didn't call him as a witness in my trial because they know he would have been destroyed on the stand. If Alvin Bragg moves ahead, relying solely on the testimony of Michael Cohen, particularly given the statement yesterday released by Trump from Stormy Daniels, in which even she and her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, say he's unreliable as a witness, this didn't happen. Bragg's case has been destroyed. Will he bring it anywhere? Anyway, it's Manhattan. Can you imagine what this jury will look like?
Well, that's the next question. What about Georgia? What about the D.C. cases?
Well, here's the point, I guess. If Trump were elected president, he would have the authority to pardon himself. He cannot pardon himself from a state conviction. So he needs to avoid being charged in New York or Georgia. And if they ultimately want to charge him federally, I don't see how they get that to trial before the 2024 election. Therefore, he could run for president while under indictment, wear it as a badge of honor in the sense that it's evidence that he's being persecuted for political reasons. And then upon his election, even before he goes to trial, he could pardon himself. How do you like that?
Well, let's talk about this when we come back. You know the deep state. You've studied them. What are they going to pull now? Because they sure as hell don't give up. And, wow, Trump right back in the driver's seat, more than a year and a half out from the next election. What a circus. This is going to be the most spectacular and most dangerous election ever. How do we keep it peaceful? Roger Stone's our guest. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here, back live on Sunday night. Your phone calls for all you holding, Killer and Ignacio and Julio and Candace and Lewis and Kim and Bart and Mark and Gary and Gold. Every one of you will get on air. We love you and appreciate you holding. But I had to get Roger on last minute because I just thought, I should try to get Roger on. Can he do it? And he was able to do it. Roger, in the 9 minutes we have left in this segment, I want to support Trump. And he is better because he's anti-war. And a lot of it, and his pedigree is not, I love George Herbert Walker Bush, because I couldn't prove he was in Skull and Bones, but he says his idol is George Herbert Walker Bush and Yale. So to me, that has some major problems. I want to believe in DeSantis, and to me, it's not a beauty pageant here, but it really gets down to issues. So much of the system likes DeSantis versus hating Trump. Why does the system hate Trump? And what do you, knowing him for 45 years, being his very close confidant, believe he'll do when he gets back in? He says, I'll destroy the deep state. I'll bring down the New World Order. Just that rhetoric alone really makes me concerned for his safety. And let's be honest, that's a lot of questions. But last question, what will the system do if they already went so crazy to stop him before and failed? What are they going to do now? That's my biggest concern, is that they are going to go crazy.
Well, I think they've already done it in the sense that they have weaponized our federal judicial system in an attempt to try to charge him in connection to either January 6th or his handling of classified documents prior to the election. The point, I guess, is that Donald Trump came to Washington in 2017 and he did not come from the world of politics. And therefore, it may have been somewhat naive. He had all the right instincts, but he believed there were two groups, two teams, the Republicans and the Democrats. He never realized that, unlike with Ronald Reagan, Republicans would not really close ranks around him, and that many Republicans were dedicated to his destruction. For example, Acting Attorney General Ron Rosenstein was a Republican. Rosenstein, on the recommendation of the White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, appointed Robert Mueller as his special counsel.
And then look at what Sessions did.
Sessions was every bit as bad by recusing himself. My point, of course, is that Trump is a man who's learned a hard lesson. I think a second Trump presidency will be rhino-free. You already see it in his campaign. Jared Kushner's not around. His daughter is not around. But Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, both hardcore patriots, hardcore American first, hardcore conservatives, they're front and center in his.
And notice, he didn't even want Abbott or Cruz at his rally yesterday. That's positive.
I'm having a little trouble with your audio here.
Sorry, Roger. I was saying he didn't want Abbott or Cruz at the rally either yesterday. That's a good sign.
Well, I mean, of course, my real question is, where was your governor? Where was your U.S. senator? I don't know if Ted Cruz is holding back, thinking that he's a potential candidate, but that's not going to happen. Donald Trump is not going to withdraw from this race under any circumstances. He will run whether he is charged in these completely politically motivated investigations or not, and I think that he will triumph. But, in all honesty, Governor DeSantis has to expect that there's going to be a deconstruction of his record, because many of the things that you believe because he has said them are not necessarily true. On the question of the vaccinations, his position is identical to that of Donald Trump. I met a man last Sunday, whose son died after taking the COVID-19 vaccination. And he told me that he decided to let his son take the vaccination because he saw Governor DeSantis on TV saying it was safe, it was effective, and it would protect his son from infection, which, of course, it didn't. This idea, I would have fired Fauci he tells Piers Morgan, why don't you fire David Koerner, the vax Nazi that you just appointed to your cabinet 2 weeks ago? I mean, why didn't you fire your own advisors? This idea that he signed a ban, no, he signed a law giving immunity to anybody who pushed the vaccination and said it was safe and effective.
Okay, Roger, listen, I don't mind going there if you want to open this up, but Trump's been just as bad as DeSantis, and I'm mad at Trump about it, but in the larger picture, I get what you're saying. But regardless,
we both are. I agree with you, Alex. I don't like his position on the vaccination either. But don't try to tell me Governor DeSantis's position is different. He's trying to make it sound different. But what about taking $9 million from Florida Power and Light and then getting the greatest single rate increase for electricity that this?
No, I understand that you want to destroy DeSantis to make the way for Trump. You think he's better. I respect that. Okay. What I'm saying is I believe DeSantis is already eclipsed. It is already in the rearview mirror. I'm now more worried about the deep state and how they come after Trump.
Look, they're going to do that anyway, which is why I think the single greatest mistake he or we can do is any intimation of violence or lawlessness. No, we're not for an insurrection. No, we're not for an uprising. No, everything.
So you agree with me flipping out this week with the baseball bat and the death and destruction thing? And I'm glad Trump removed that, right? He doesn't need that, right?
Entirely counterproductive. And I think this is absolutely key. Let us not step into the same trap that some patriots stepped into on January 6th. Why was the Secret Service calling my hotel room and telling me that they had been instructed to escort me to the Capitol? This was a trap that I, thank God, avoided. I know nothing about the illegal events of January 6th. You did go, and I saw the video of you. You jumped up on a chair and said, no, pull back. Do not breach the Capitol. I saw it. But it was a setup, and we cannot fall for that setup again. So those who decide anywhere along in this process, if the president is indicted in New York, or if he is indicted in Georgia, or if he is indicted federally, and you want to go to a public protest, keep it peaceful, keep it civil, keep it orderly, keep it legal, because it's a trap. They want, the only way they can stop this forward momentum of the America First movement is by incorrectly accusing us of trying to foment insurrection or violence. They are, in fact, the violent ones. We know this from history. They burned down half the country, but we have a two-tier justice system. So BLM and Antifa are not held responsible, but if you make any intimation that can be read, even if it's unfair, as advocating violence, it is counterproductive, absolutely counterproductive. The America First movement is on a roll, folks. Don't take the bait. And remember, not everybody wearing an America First or a Make America Great red cap is really a friend. Do not be goaded into stupid, senseless acts of violence. That is what they want. That's the only thing that can derail Donald Trump at this point.
All right. StoneZone.com, Roger Stone. Please join us again coming up in the week. We got 30 seconds left. Any other tidbits?
Look, I think this is a watershed moment. We're going to know early next week what Alvin Bragg does. I don't think we know. I think it is a question that is up in the air. But Trump has been absolutely right to get out there on offense in his combative, pugilistic style, take on the prosecutors, whether they're federal or state, in terms of questioning their motives, asserting his influence, and taking the wood to Governor DeSantis, who is now definitely on the descent based on all of the polling. Trump was right.
I would call it a nosedive.
I would call it that, too.
All right, Roger Stone, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. God bless you.
All right, folks, massive information phone calls coming up on the other side. Stay with us. It's Sunday night, InfoWars.com.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, but it's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. You also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back. March 26, 2023, live Sunday transmission.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny?
Well, so does he.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to rampage through your calls now, so be ready. Make your point. I'm going to hang up on you because I respect you. I want to get to the next person. Let's go ahead and go to Owl Killer in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
So, Alex, we've already won. I noticed that when Tucker mentioned Julian Huxley in UNESCO the other day, And that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jimmy Dore interview where he's going through Event 201 and George Gao running that the tabletop exercise and how they were even wargaming how to do misinformation, what to say if somebody calls it a lab leak. They're done. Trump, stay disciplined.
I totally agree. I meant to get to those clips Friday, but I had General Flynn on for an hour and a half. I didn't. What everything we're saying that patriots were saying 40 years ago that's all true, that nobody, like 1% knew, now it's mainstream. That is devastating.
You know how many people looked up UNESCO after Tucker brought that up? People have no idea what it is. They're done.
They don't know it's the private corporate world government model for depopulation.
Exactly. And now they're out in the open. It's clear they needed COVID and they need World War III to write over their banking system. I'm going to have to write over the banking collapse. They're looking for an excuse. I want to echo Carlos real quick. We need somebody with a plan. We need a idea with a new currency. Trump needs to get some ideas going forward. We need our currency backed by gold.
That's right, because the old system's coming to an end. We've got to not just fight the old system. We've got to fight for the new system, not the new system they push.
Yes, and he needs to have people ready to go. He needs to be talking to General Flynn. He needs to be talking to people. He needs to be talking to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Could you imagine if that's his running mate?
Well, he almost put him in the cabinet before. He needs, exactly. God bless you. Incredible points. Let's talk to Ignacio in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Happy Sunday.
God bless you.
Shout out to your father. Great toothpaste. Big fan.
Thank you.
I'm loving it so far. Hey, so my perspective, and you know, I understand that you've been angry towards Trump on the vaccine side of things, right? But we also got to understand and see it from the lens of the 2020 elections, in which he might have gained, you know, and I'm estimating, I don't truly know the right numbers, but he might have gained a good, you know, 5 to 7 million votes just by being in charge of that program, which I hate, by the way. I'm unvaccinated. My dad is, my mom is not, so like we're all kind of split. But the point is that he gained a certain amount of votes by owning that. And they were going to use it against him regardless, whether he went with it or he went without it. They were going to attack him, and use it against him. So I would say, you know, we got to put that in the rearview mirror and focus on DeSantis, because he's deep state. He's another George Bush. And if we put DeSantis out of the fight, it's all over for them. And that's when things are going to get very scary. I think Trump, I hate to say it, but he needs to amp up security or whatever it takes. But like, we need to keep the man safe. He totally is devastating the deep state with all the talk he's doing lately and all the points he's making. So Trump is the guy. DeSantis is fake. Otherwise, he would have sent more than 50 migrants. He would be sending busloads every day. All he did was a photo shoot, just to collect MAGA points, but the guy's not really MAGA.
All right. Interesting points, Ignacio. Thank you, sir. Another caller from Colorado. Julio, you're on the air.
Boy, Alejandro, I must say I picked a good decision moving from the Midwest to the Rocky Mountain West. A lot of freedom fighters out here, including Ignacio. Nice to hear. If I'm putting my Tim Russert hat on, so from coming from the journalism side, don't love Trump, could care less about the politics. But as all your callers have mentioned, he goes nowhere without a strong cabinet, a strong base of people where they don't stab him in the back. He's not taking advice from a rights priest or Sean Hannity or all these types of bozos, right? It's quite clear, listening from the callers, that Trump is going to need a strong VP candidate, a strong everything. And moving forward, he's got to be on the offense, talking about the deep state, shining a light on these types of people. Stop messing around during your campaign speeches if you really want to galvanize the rest of the public. Because I tell you what, I see it in my small town in northern Colorado. I see it in Denver. I see it back in the Midwest. People are waking up, and it's only going to get crazier before November 24 comes around. So it's and I'm talking about bank collapse. I'm talking about weather wars. I'm talking about trade derailments, et cetera, Alex.
I agree with you, and I like the super hardcore rhetoric we're getting from Trump right now.
No, absolutely. You look, who's talked about this in the last, say, three decades in American politics other than Ron Paul, other than people who were considered super fringe? Now that it's on Saturday Night Live, when Woody Harrelson's talking about the real drug pushers of this country, to even Bill Maher, people are hungry for more, as you said.
Exactly. We the people have moved the needle towards reality, and Trump's just riding in on a surfboard. But if he does it, great, because nobody else wants to surf that populist wave. Great points, Julia. I'm going to hear from you. Candace, thanks for holding from Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, when we climb through the window, we're not getting sacrificed in Trump's Ashley Babbitt pageant. Trump has to win because he has sacrificed Ashley Babbitt. Now he has to make a memorial for her at the Capitol. And he has been involved in genocide. He has been involved in crimes against humanity, which are sociological and biological experiments. We need to hold his attention and hold him hostage to reprogram him because he took the Pfizer shot. He took the Pfizer money. We did it. We need to use him as a game piece because Trump's had pageants. He's been at the WWF wrestling. He's had game boards, casinos, reality shows on NBC, golf courses. So he's the perfect pinata.
No, I agree with you. We've got to dominate Trump and make him be what we want instead of other special interests. And what you said is so important. Whatever politician this is, the people are the dog. They're the tail. We don't want the tail wagging the dog, Candace.
They're to protect our rights. And that is it. And Ashley Babbitt was sacrificed on January 6th. That was sick, sick, sick. And that was in front of all of her big brother people that she loved, all the police just watching her get hoisted up through the window and then shot, then watching her die.
All right, I hear your call. I appreciate your call. Kim in Long Island, New York, you're on the air.
Alex, pleasure. I'm like almost flabbergasted. I'm speaking with you. I am so blessed to have you in my life during this time. I can't believe people are not supporting you enough. Everybody should be buying every day, even a product, even every week or once a month. But needless to say, I digress. I really, really don't see anybody talking about Trump's foreign policy. He was a master. He is a master. We know that it's going to be a Reaganist moment when he gets inaugurated. It's just like that. It would be just like that when Reagan got inaugurated. What happened? Iran released everybody. This is how it would be. We would be imposing threat. We'd be posturing. So my ultimate question is, what happens if they steal this? What happens if they steal this? What are we going to do? Because for all medicinal purposes, this man should be the one that saves us. Because DeSantis has no foreign policy. He has nothing. I don't want someone to prove to me what he can do. I want a proven master.
Well, it looks like we're going to have Trump as the nominee. You know, we're a year and a half out. But imagine what the deep state's going to do, though, Kim. They're going to go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's so wild, Alex, is that when he walked out the door, I think he started seeing everything that he didn't. You know, his ego, I'm sorry, it is powerful. And I think his ego couldn't let him know that it was so fantastical. I think he saw all this.
No, you're right. He's definitely gotten an education. Thank you, Kim. All right, Bart and many others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break, and then Owen Schroyer takes over for Sunday Night Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, the regular Alex Jones Show. Please spread the word. That's how we reach new people, and I thank you. We got loaded phone lines. I'm going to get to every person I can, so I'm going to give each caller about a minute. Bart in Georgia. You're on the air, Bart. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This possible indictment of Trump is really a disguise for an assassination attempt, because Trump's Secret Service is substantially less than any sitting president. And they're going to try to kill him. He shouldn't go. He should just barricade himself inside of Mar-a-Lago and then call for his protesters to block the feds from coming in.
Well, he said he's ready to be assassinated, but definitely I think what he's doing, the power structure is going to come after him. It doesn't mean he's perfect, but they see him as a threat to their power.
Yeah, and I think his threats of protest was what made them back down, because what they're afraid of is another January 6th. That's why they're trying to set everybody up, because they're so afraid.
No, I agree. They're afraid of a real January 6th. People weren't trying to take over then.
And if we wanted to, we could.
Absolutely. Appreciate your call, Bart. Thanks for holding to say that. Mark in Brooklyn, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. How you doing, my
brother? Good, brother.
Love you, man. Love you. You're the best. Listen, I think Trump is... he's using a psychosocial on these people, you know what I'm saying, when he's threatening them, you know, trying to put them out there, trying to make them do things to show the American people what they're really like, you know, to put them out there. You know what I mean? And I was asking, I wanted to ask the question, how can we establish and put together a rally or, you know, a march to get these people arrested, to start arresting these people already. How can we start doing this?
Well, I mean, he's having rallies everywhere calling for their arrest. I think it's happening, brother. I don't think one rally's going to do it, but, I mean, that's why this rhetoric's so powerful. Is he saying these are criminals, they've hijacked your country, they want to destroy you, and we've got to arrest them. I think he's doing it.
Okay, cool. Other than that, like, I mean, I'm going to start trying to do it here in Brooklyn. I'm trying already, trying to get people to come together and to go down to the legislation office in downtown Brooklyn and you know, start doing the same thing.
Well, that's your First Amendment right, and just don't get provocateur, and I'm sure you won't. God bless you, Mark. Thanks for holding. Getting to everybody. Hate to cut people off. These are great calls, but getting to everybody. Gary in New York. Another call from New York. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and thank you very much for your story. I was on the fence for a very long time, but I've gotten a couple of your products and no complaints.
Thank you.
Anybody else that is on the fence, if you're afraid to buy something online, look up virtual credit cards. They protect your account. They've stopped a lot. On to Trump real quick. I'm worried that they're going to use some kind of event to start up something similar to January 6th. And anybody that's at an event that may have somebody trying to do something wrong, we've got to stop it. We got to put a stop to it. We can't do another January 6th where you have a few people breaking windows and opening doors and then allowing people in. As far as Trump, I'm worried now. I think you reported it. Correct me if I'm wrong. The CIA being concerned about a civil war in the country.
Yes.
What if they use Trump, not, you know, him being involved, but what if they trigger something to spark that?
They can do anything. We're in a war with them. They can do stuff. We can do stuff. But I absolutely hear what you're saying. And that's why we've got to have good people everywhere documenting what's happening. I didn't get to it tonight. I will tomorrow. New police footage of the Metro Police, not the Capitol Police, helping storm the Capitol. Such a giant development. We'll be covering it tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Thank you, Gary. Gold in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my point about Trump is, you know, he talks about fighting the deep state and he's going to end them. But really, he needs to end the Federal Reserve, because the only meaningful and substantive regime on earth is the bankers. And the only regime change that matters is changing the bankers and repealing the amendment that gave them the right to coin our money and putting it back into the hands of the people.
You're talking about what happened in 1913, and you're dead on, and Trump is starting to criticize the private Federal Reserve. But you're absolutely right. Let's go to the top of the pyramid. Who's really running it?
All right. God bless.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. Incredible point. These are all incredible callers. Lewis in Wyoming. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How goes it?
Good.
Much love, brother. Yes, I just want to say I'm worried about us becoming a cult of personality. Donald Trump is talking about promoting freedom cities. If you actually look at what he's promoting, it's the exact same thing the WF is promoting as the 15-minute cities. I'm a little bit worried about this. I mean, this is the same guy that was under the lockdown. He's the same guy still touting his vaccine as he saved millions of lives. I don't believe him as far as I can throw him.
Well, most of what you say is legitimate, the first part. His new freedom cities are brand new cities. The left doesn't want any new cities. They want control our old cities. But so I think you're wrong on the first point. I think you're right about the other points.
I just want to say, let's be careful here. Let's not become a cult of personality. Let's not just say Trump is our savior, because he's not. Jesus Christ is our savior. 1776 is our savior.
God bless you, brother. I hear your point. Michael in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
All right. My point is, I think it's a big rope-a-dope. I think they pretty much calculate that he's a shoe-in for the nomination. And I honestly think they just called Bill Clinton, and Clinton said, well, all you got to do is just get a third-party candidate like Ross Perot and split the vote, and Biden's back in. And that's pretty much it. So, I mean, you know,
I agree with you that they're going to try a populist third-party candidate to split the vote. Who would that candidate be?
I don't even think it has to be populist. I just think it's the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, Jeb Bush. Right? They dig him up from the bayou or whatever. But
so how do we counter that, Michael?
Well, you know, that's Trump's not a team player. He's an enforcer. Okay, but somehow he's got to get somebody that semi-establishment Republican to be on his ticket, whether that's a Ted Cruz or somebody. But he's got to have somebody that's going to be a, I hate to say this, but a legitimate Republican. Yeah, that's my only thought.
No, you're right. The Republican Party will run a third-party candidate against him, and I'll be talking about that all week. You're totally right. That's their ace in the hole. That's why I love taking calls. Didn't even think of that. Boom, it's hiding in plain view. Thank you, Michael. All right, Will in Southern California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I think it's such a huge issue, and there's so many potential voters that are on the left that aren't happy with what's going on right now. And if he would just denounce his genomic experiment, I just lost my sister late last year. And I always say he's not my savior. He was my coach. And also want to know what you think about the Uniparty. Is RFK Jr. A viable alternative?
I like RFK, but he's still too liberal on guns and things. But I think he's a good man. You know, maybe Trump should run with RFK. Wow, that would get a bunch of Democrat votes, wouldn't it?
That would be the best of both worlds.
I was thinking of that earlier. What if Trump chose RFK as running mate? I mean, they assassinated his father when he was winning the primaries. It's just like they stole an election from Trump. They killed RFK Jr.'s father. Thanks for the call. I can talk to all these callers an hour. They're all amazing, but we're getting to them all here. Al in Michigan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Dude,
hey,
go ahead.
What about a Jones-Trump ticket?
Well, we're selling an Alex Jones for President t-shirt for fun to fund the operation, but no, I'm not going to be running for president with Trump.
Hey, but I would vote for you over Trump. I mean, you would be the best candidate to sharpen him in the Republican, the whole primary and whatnot. You're gonna bring up the issues that need to be talked about, and you know, Washington didn't want to be president, but when the time came, he stood up and did what the country needed.
Well, that's definitely not my plan. I appreciate your call. Look, I'm sorry to Rosie, says why Trump keeps talking about DeSantis and Mark in Florida, Trump in the Bible. Guys, don't let me forget tomorrow. Owen is going to take the calls. Do not hang up, Rosie. Do not hang up, Mark. And Al, don't hang up. You got more to say. Owen wants to talk to you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Owen Schroyer for 2 hours, taking your phone calls. We'll go to break for 2 minutes. He'll be in the seat live tonight taking your calls. Please. The problem is we ordered such a small number of the Alex Jones for President shirts that I can't really plug those because they haven't ordered more. They'll be sold out in like a day. Seriously. But the turmeric toothpaste is great. The CBD oil is amazing. The Ultimate Bone Broth is back in stock. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for funding us. Make a straight donation. InfoWarsStore.com says donate up to the top. We're still on air. We're still here. Thanks to all of you. And we're winning. All right. Great job of the crew. Your phone calls, Al, Rosie, Mark, and others are coming up with the great Owen Schroyer with Sunday Live. There's only 6 minutes in ads an hour. We only do local ads for local stations. Very soon, I'm going to do it with my regular show. We're about to cut a lot of ads out of the show, so get ready for that. All right, we'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.